now we have the 90% are female, then 10% are male. The special training this time, and both on numbers and on education level.
Are they actively trying to recruit more women into the police force?
Exactly. First of all, because it's our constitutional obligation to have at least in every institution 30% being women. And of course, also our government promotes the women and empowerment, gender equality. And as the nature and our culture in the police, the security forces, the number of females are still low. This is why we're trying to increase the number and of females in the police force.
And what are the advantages of increasing the number of female police officers in the Rwandan police force?
First of all, generally, we have the advantage in every area in promoting gender equality, as you know. And secondly, we have in our nature of work some areas of specialization which are women are more required to support such kind of activities like gender-based violence, also child protection. But currently also we have an increased demand in the peace support operations, the UN peace support operations, of sending female police officers in the UN missions like Darfur, Haiti, and South Sudan. And for your information, last year, Rwanda was ranked the first country as the female contributors in the UN missions.
You contributed the most female officers to the peacekeeping operations of any country.
Exactly, okay. Exactly. That was the last year ranking, yeah.
Are you having more and more women apply to the police force right now?
Exactly. We are now ending these culture barriers. Now women know very well that they have also opportunity to serve their country in security matters. And now at least women or girls are now applying to join the police force.
Have there been any resistance within the police force from the male policemen or culturally from the public that there are drawbacks to having women in the police force?
No, globally, inside the police, there is no resistance. Globally, the resistance is coming from the culture. Our culture is not seeing the police, a female, a lady putting uniform, doing police duties. But now, and you know, last year we celebrated our 10th anniversary of a new police force, which was built from other institutions. So at least since 2000, we saw an increasing number and an increasing will of women to join police.